Hi, is this Mr. Valera?
This is.
Hey, this is Roy from the post office.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know you're getting a new mail carrier starting this coming Monday, a week from today.
Oh, okay.
And he's blind, though, so you're going to need to put Braille lettering on your mailbox with your house number on it so the mailman knows which house he's at.
How does he drive?
He's got these special, it's like voice cues. They're built into the dashboard of the mail truck, and they tell him, you know, turn left, turn right, stop, stuff
really?
Like that.
I didn't know people blind could drive. That's awesome, but
yeah.
It's unusual.
It's 2015. Huh. They can do anything now. Even deliver the mail.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see what we can do about that.
Okay, yeah, just get some Braille on your mailbox by next Monday.
Not this Monday, next Monday.
Yeah, not today.
And a week from today?
Yep, a week from today. You can probably get it over at Home Depot or something, probably.
Alrighty.
Alright, and All of the letters that you have sent to your house, you're going to need to have everyone start addressing everything in Braille from now on, so he can tell which letters go to which house.
I'm sorry, is this a joke? Like, seriously?
No, of course not. No, we have to accommodate him.
How can I tell people who are sending me letters that they need to send them in Braille?
Well, it's not that hard, really. You just, you look on the internet, it's really easy to learn Braille.
No, I understand that, but how would I tell people if I'm not expecting a letter, how are they going to know that they're supposed to be sending me something in Braille? You understand what I mean?
I guess so. I don't
if
know.
If I'm not expecting a letter from somebody, how am I supposed to anticipate something that I'm not expecting?
Well, he'll do his best if they're not in Braille.
Okay. It's kind of hard for me to anticipate something that I'm not expecting.
If they don't know Braille, what would really help is if they write the address and name in crayon, because that he's able to feel that easier.
Okay. The post office doesn't provide something like this that would adapt to his special needs. I'm surprised at the post office. I'm surprised they put this all on the person that's actually receiving the mail. Shouldn't the post office be supplying all of this stuff?
That much effort, really. Just write in Braille
from now on. No, I have no problem.
At least you're not blind.
Braille on my mailbox, but for me to anticipate every letter that comes to my house and put Braille, that sounds like something the post office should be responsible for, not me.
We can't call all of your friends and tell them to write in Braille. Like, how we don't even know who
you're... No, but when the letters come to your post office...
Oh, my God, you're stupid.
Then you would switch them... I'm sorry?
No, I'm
sorry. Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Did you just call me stupid? Goodbye.
Hello?
Hey, that man just hung up on me, and I'm calling from the post office. I was just trying to let him know of the new about the new postman.
Okay, what about him?
Well, he's... Why do I have to explain all this again? Why do you hang up on me?
Because you said you called him stupid.
He misunderstood, ma'am. I would not call a customer stupid. Can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk.
Mommy! Oh, is this really a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I'm just calling about the new postman. Can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up, please?
Shut up!
Thank you! At least he knows how to do it. Maybe you should learn. Maybe you should take some lessons from him.
Wow. What do you want?
I just needed to let you know that you need to put Braille on your mailbox. For the blind postman.
Okay.
And all of the letters sent to your house are going to need to be in Braille from now on.
So you mean to tell me that a professional... U.S. government office allows their workers to just cuss at people as well?
We're human, too.
You think I'm that fucking stupid?
We're human, too. You can curse at me, so I should be able to curse at you. We get cursed at all the time. Basically, we learned it from people like you.
Right. Okay, yeah. What's your name?
Why don't you tell that guy to
so
shut the fuck
I can
up?
Call back
say, hey, honey, I'm on the phone. Shut the fuck up.
Do you think you clearly think we're this stupid? Clearly.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Clearly.
So I can call your supervisor then and talk to them.
No, I don't give you permission to call my supervisor.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, then what is your contact number?
I don't have
so
to tell you shit.
I can call you back at your number.
I don't have to
verify.
Tell you anything. You can just go eat a dick, ma'am.
Oh, I will. Why don't you suck my fucking tits, asshole?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you still live at the same address here that I have on file?